A Ukrainian woman with three children fleeing the war in her homeland was denied entry to the U.S. twice when she asked for asylum at the Tijuana border crossing with Mexico.
I don't have any other place to go.
Sofia, who did not give her last name, traveled first to Romania, then to Mexico, seeking to enter the U.S.
Actually, I have family and friends in USA, and they're ready to support me. And actually, they asked me to leave Ukraine in this situation.
Since 2020, the U.S. has barred almost all asylum seekers using a regulation meant to prevent infectious diseases from spreading across the border. Now, with many COVID-era restrictions eased or eliminated, the rule, known as Title 42, is still being used to bar thousands of people from Mexico, Central America, Africa, Haiti, and elsewhere. Many of those migrants are fleeing war and political upheaval. But on her third try, Sofia and her children, with help from a lawyer, were allowed to enter the U.S. Some immigration attorneys say there is a double standard favoring Ukrainians.
We are absolutely seeing a differentiation between how we're treating Ukrainian asylum seekers than we are other asylum seekers, whether they be from South America, Cameroon, Haiti, or Afghanistan. The Ukrainians are being able to jump to the front of the line, and the only difference is that they're white, and all of these other asylum seekers are not white.
We're going to welcome Ukrainian refugees with open arms if, in fact, they come all the way here.
The Biden administration quickly granted temporary residency to tens of thousands of Ukrainians who are already in the U.S.
We will be providing temporary protected status, TPS, to those Ukrainian nationals who are present in the United States as of March 1st of this year.
That policy also favors Ukrainians over citizens of other nations who have been asking for temporary protected status.
The Afghans have been begging for this since August 2021.
Last month, 427 Ukrainians entered the U.S. as refugees, more than triple the number from January. There will be more families from Ukraine seeking refuge in the U.S. as Russia's invasion grinds on and raising more troubling questions about fairness. Rob Reynolds, Al Jazeera, Los Angeles.